Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Profit First REI podcast. It's David Richter here with Jason Wojo. If you have not heard of him, then you're probably living under a rock. He's the CEO of Life and Air, and Life and Air has been instrumental in my life. I've read the book years ago now, and I love the Life and Air philosophy. I was reading again, just going down that road, and I love the statement that Steve Cook, the original founder, when he made this statement, it's on the website: a millionaire has a lot of money, but a Life and Air has a lot of life. And I really like that statement. So that if you could encapsulate that, that's one quick sentence that I thought really could encapsulate what Life and Air is about. And we've got the CEO of Life and Air here, Jason Wojo, and I'm really excited to have him on. He's going to be talking about Life and Air. He actually has real estate investing experience as well, too, so he's going to be talking about that. So his background's pretty amazing, too, where he came from and to where he is today. So I'm excited to have Jason to have you on the show today and kind of give your experience and whatnot. So thanks for being on here, Jason.
David, my friend, thank you for having me on the show. I love what you're doing.
Awesome. No, I appreciate that. So let's dive right into it. So tell us your background. And obviously, we want to know how real estate investing is involved, too. But tell us about how you became the CEO of Life and Air. Just, I guess, your life story in a couple minutes here.
Yeah, I'll reverse engineer it in the quick version for you here. I was taught that the key to be successful in life is having a great job. And so the way you do that, unless you have connections, which I did not have, is to simply get the most education you can, get the best education you can. And so as I was going down this journey, I realized that I didn't want just a good life. I wanted a great life. So I got 4 degrees. I have two bachelors. I have a master's degree and I have a PhD. All from different universities. And I got to that first job, realized I don't want to work for somebody else. I can't imagine somebody else controlling my life. Maybe some of your listeners feel the same way. And that's probably why they went into real estate to begin with. Yes. Similarly, I went down that road and I flipped my first house, made half of my year's salary on that first flip. And so, like, you know, I'm not going to say I'm the brightest bulb, but I could do some simple math and say, one property for half a year's worth and versus a full year of working. And by the way, here's the thing too. That job was a very secure job. I was working for the Navy, for the government. And so a lot of people are like, oh, you know, why don't you stay there? The safety, the security, the stability of that job. Well, it wasn't for me. It was draining the life out of me and I wanted that freedom. And so I started down this road of real estate, started off with rehabbing. I've done wholesaling, new construction, owned property as well. So I was a landlord. But an interesting thing happened, and that's what brought me to Life and Air, is I realized that kind of now I was just working all the time. And this is, I think, a flaw that most people set up in their business model is, like, you know, now work becomes the big focus. And maybe I'm working more than when I had a job working for somebody else. And so that's what drew me into Life and Air. And I started going down this path where Steve Cook, the founder of Life and Air, kind of took me under his wing, made some dramatic changes in my life, not before incurring a whole lot of collateral damage, by the way, in relationships. And I had a ton of debt and I went through a lot of stuff. And at one point I was homeless living in one of my rehabs. But I got back on the path of what I was really after from the very beginning, of true freedom. And after that, I was asked to start coaching for Life and Air several years into it. And then I started coaching. And then eventually it led to speaking and sharing the message. And eventually it led to now running the company alongside Steve. And so it's been a crazy journey, one I never, ever would have predicted in a million years. But I'm very blessed to be here and speaking with awesome people like you, man.
No, I appreciate that and appreciate your story too. Sounds like there were definitely some lows during a lot of this time and at the very beginning. And I like the Life and Air, the whole concept and the mindset of it, because it's pushing you to be the best of who you are and pushing you to be the best, you know, inside of your life too. And sounds like there were definitely some roller coasters up and down from a great job to losing things.
Yeah. And a lot of people go through this stuff, like, and they sometimes people hide that because they want to be viewed as being successful and have always had it all together. And that's just not being authentic. You know, I went through a terrible divorce had $650,000 of debt, almost $100,000 of credit card debt. Just, I was a disaster. And it took a lot of work of digging out of that. But it's the after story. It's the journey that I think people need to recognize as being, that's just how it goes. Like, everybody has that story.
Right. And I love that, what you said, being authentic, of being able to share that, because people relate with that. Like you said, a lot of the listeners might be going through that right this second. They might be in that dark period. So if you are in that dark period, know there's people like Jason and like myself who have gone through those dark periods and then need to come out on the other side. So especially if you're listening right now, we're here to help you. And thank you, Jason. That's a
man. And let me just share one more thing on that before we move forward.
Yeah.
I remember sitting, I was living in one of my rehabs. I was during the rehab, I had an air mattress on a concrete floor. The tack strips, by the way, were still up in that room. So that's something for all of your listeners to make sure to look out for, an air mattresses and tack strips. They don't work well together. And I remember sitting there like, you know what? If this is as bad as it's going to get, I'm okay with it. Like, I know I will get out of this eventually. And I know I have that lifeline. And so just, when you have those downs, just recognize it's just a season. You'll be all right. You'll get out of it. Just keep plowing forward.
Awesome. I love that. So let's dig in a little bit more even. And once you've come out of that and now the CEO of Life in Air, what is your why? Like, what is that, the reason behind what you're doing now?
So I am so passionate about Life in Air because this is the message, this is the philosophy and the strategies that changed my life. And since I've had the chance to start coaching people and speaking all around the country with this message, I've seen firsthand how powerful this message is and how it really, I love, like, so the Profit First model, which you're totally embracing and sharing, you know, it's life changing, right? Mm-hmm. And we're kind of the same thing, except we're saying life first, right? So we're kind of like parallels here,
yeah.
Where we're putting ourselves first. And then when you do that, all of the other pieces of the puzzle will arrange themselves and they fall into place. And so it's very, very similar to what we're doing here. And that's why I'm just so passionate about this. Because it's awesome. Like, you see it in your businesses, the people you help, and it's same thing here. And so it's just so rewarding and fulfilling to see that. And there's only so many deals you can do yourself as a real estate investor or whatever, until you're eventually like, this isn't about me anymore. I want to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I get to do now, man. I'm super blessed.
I love that. And I love the parallel that you said too, because we always say profit unlocks your purpose. Like, if you're stressed out every day, in your life, you're not going to be able to live life to the fullest. And if you, are always worried about that next dollar coming in. So I love that, because Profit First is all about making sure that the owner is healthy. Like, they're yes. getting the maximum benefits from their business, because we don't want you slowing that down from being a life in air, from living life to your fullest. So yeah, I love those parallels. So now that we've talked about Profit First, when did you hear about it? When have you incorporated it in any of your businesses? Like, tell me about your Profit First journey.
Man, this paradigm, and I'll call it a model of setting up your business and how you flow your finances throughout your business, has been absolutely revolutionary for us. So this is something, when I came on to Life in Air, I was already aware of Profit First. I don't remember the exact, my first exposure. I read the book and everything else, but I can't remember where I found out about it. Maybe it was an interview with Mike or something. What we did is when I started implementing the Profit First, we went, in my mind, from chaos to clarity, and from being stressed and wondering where money's going to go to now having a plan and seeing where the money's going. And so what we did is for us in Life in Air, we've set it up, just like you teach. And so each of our little bank account names has our little target allocation percentage, and we know like how much every month to put in. And it's just given us such a sense of freedom. Like, there's nothing to explain. It's almost like my business security blanket, because, for instance, our tax account, I know we're good. I know that we're not going to get a surprise bill at the end of the year, and all of a sudden we're now I have to come out of pocket, or my partner has to come out of pocket to cover that tax bill. Like, it just gives, it's, and I tell you, man, when I first read the book, I'm like, this is so obvious. Why didn't I think of this? And that's probably a common thing, right? Like, people, I find that true with a lot of things. Like, the more profound it is, the more self-evident it is after you learn about it, right?
Yep. And after you implement it and you see the, you know, that it actually works. So yeah, I totally 100% agree. So I love that you're using it in Life and Air. That just anyone who has the profit first mentality, you know, like once they come inside and they actually get it all set up, they see, just like you said, I love what you said, chaos to clarity. You know, it gives you as the entrepreneur a system to be able to manage, you know, like where you are and show you exactly where you need to be. So.
I can't think of a single business or person that shouldn't be on this. You know, we've held in Life and Air, we've held a book club call. This is a couple of years ago now, like after we had originally implemented it, that people were asking me, well, what about this business? What about that business? And I was like, listen, y'all need to be on profit first. Like I can't think of a single business if you're a real business. And even if you're not a business, even if you haven't fully made that transition from treating it like a hobby to a business, this will be part of that transition. Like there's no reason to delay.
Yeah, no, I love that because Life and Air doesn't just have real estate investors. It has all walks of life, all different businesses. So, and that's why I love Profit First because it is, like you said, it is for all businesses and can help people. And we've seen it. We've seen it change people's lives, people's businesses, you know, in how they actually set it up and then follow through with it. Like you said, those allocation percentages, you don't have to worry now. It's your security blanket. You know, it is that, like, I know what's going to happen before it comes. And I know some people like to fly by the seat of their pants, but I don't like doing that with money, or I don't think people should do that with their money.
Man, and one thing you said also reminded me of this. One of the things that I love specifically about what you're doing and focusing on real estate is that real estate investors, from my experience in coaching, are some of the worst offenders of going through the tidal wave and the tides of cash flow crunches, where you flip a property and you make 30, 50 grand, whatever it is. Yep. And then all of a sudden in 3 months, you're broke again. You don't have another deal. And now you went from eating at Ruth's Chris for having steak dinners to now you're on the dollar menu at McDonald's because there's no stability. Right. Profit First gives you stability and you can project things and you make better decisions in your business when you're not stressed out about money. And it's just a fantastic system that I think is just underutilized. And I know when I was much more active flipping, that was my experience too. Like I would be, you know, king of the hill, just had an awesome month. And then all of a sudden, like 3 months later, I'm like, dang it. Like I have my last, like, you know, I'm on my last $5,000 here. Like what am I going to do? Like, and so the Profit First like helps really stabilize that, you know, that system.
Awesome. Was there anything when you implemented the system that was an added bonus or benefit that you may not have expected when you first read about it and then you actually started implementing? Was there anything where you're like, oh, wow, this is, you know, I'm getting these added benefits along with what the core teaches?
For me, the biggest thing was really not stressing about money. Like it wasn't, yes, I liked getting paid first and I liked, you know, having and all these things, but for me, it was really not worrying about, you know, what am I going to do? Like, because I knew what I was going to do because I had all of it planned in advance. And so that gave me a tremendous sense of peace. And what I found is that for me, when I had this sense of peace, my mind worked a whole lot better because none of my mental bandwidth was going towards worrying and stressing out. But now I could think more creatively. So in fact, I found it actually helped me be more profitable because now the attention was now focused on income generating activities and ways to scale the company and get better and improve. And so not only did it allow me to a sense of peace and I slept better at night, but it helped me make more money.
No, I love that because it's, like we say, you can't be stressed out and be thinking about the highest and best things if you're always running around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Yeah, you're in survival mode, right?
Yep. Exactly. Very cool. So then, I guess with Life and Air, tell us just more about Life and Air and what it is and like where you are right now inside the business and who you're working with and like the different types of businesses that are around inside there. And there is quite a bit of real estate investors in the group now as well, too.
Yeah. We're very, very heavy in real estate. Most of our students and followers are real estate investors. And this, it's not any particular niche. It's all across the board. The whole thing with Life and Air is like, listen, we feel most people have set up their lives and their businesses wrong. They put money at the center and they say, hey, when I make more money, life will be better. Hey, you know, when I have more clients, my life will be better. We're saying, And they say, like, once I'm making this amount of money, then we'll worry about life. We're saying a better approach, and one that in fact, maybe even paradoxically will help you make more money, is to set up life first. So when you make life the center, now every other aspect of business and everything else will fall into place. Because if you create your, one thing we help people do is create their life and their vision. And this is an encompassing, I think of it as a roadmap or a blueprint for the ideal life you want to live. And once you do that, now you mentioned having a why before, right? Now you have a why that you want to make more money, because making more money in and of itself, I'll tell you, that doesn't get you very far. It really doesn't. Like, and maybe if you haven't made that money, maybe you have to make it until you believe me that, and that's okay. But if you've made a lot of money, you know that it doesn't have a significant amount of fulfillment after a certain amount of time, and there's never enough. Like, you just keep, more money is more money. It doesn't matter. So when you have a vision, now that allows you to really structure every other part of your life around that. And so if you discover you only have, you know, 15 hours a week to run your business because your life and your vision is going to take up the rest of that time, now you got to design your business deliberately and strategically to allow you to do that. And so that's why we say life first and put business second. You say profit first, we say life first, you know, and so this is all, it's just flipping the model upside down. Like, most people, I think, have it backwards, and that's why they never achieve the results they're looking for. And we do focus on anybody who, I'd say our target audience is a few people. The people we help the most is a few subsets. Real estate investors for sure, small business owners, entrepreneurs, anybody that has the predisposition to be drawn into work, or think that work kind of be, anybody who that work can become their life. Like, you know, and we do have people that are full-time employees, and we help, a lot of them want to be, you know, full-time business owners. And so we help them make that transition. But a lot of our people are people that we help them kind of create that vision, and then help them structure and strategically like tweak their business to live that vision. And so it's kind of like, it's really cool, man. It's really awesome. We do live events. We have coaching. We have a ton of free material out there as well. And so we're here to help anybody, regardless of what point of the journey they're on.
No, I love that. And I love what Life in Air stands for and what it's doing, for sure. So I was actually on a call recently with Mastermind members, and just a random question here. And I heard something that was pretty, you know, like a different way of thinking about success. It was someone who was a Navy SEAL and who now runs like a leadership type, you know, like coaching and programming. And he said success, you know, is like what most people think of success is like what you were talking about, like the money. They think money is the end result, or, you know, like they achieve this goal. And he said, like, success is more of a feeling, you know, more of what you feel every single day, and you have to have those successes every single day. And what are your thoughts on that, like about success in general and like what true success is?
So I think it's a little bit different for everyone, but I would agree that it really, at the end of the day, it does come down to a feeling. But how are you, what are you doing to get those feelings? So most people, I would say it is it's multidimensional. And so I think for most people, you have to look at things like, you know, how's your physical health? How are you doing physically? Can you do all the things you want? Do you feel fit and full of energy? And whether that's running 20 miles or getting down on the ground and playing with your grandkids, like, are you fit to the extent you want? How are your relationships with your friends and your family? Are you spending time with the people you care about and who love you the most? Or are you off, you know, missing dinner, family dinners because you're working? What does your spiritual life look like? If that's important to you, you know, is that the way that you would envision it? Your finances is certainly part of that. What about your calendar? Like, are you at the mercy of other people for, you know, your daily schedule, or do you control your time? Like, so there's multiple components in here, but I think success is kind of it's a unique combination of all different components of life put into a singular, kind of like a singular document, I guess we could say, the life inner vision here. But how you achieve that success is going to be slightly different for everybody. So some people, quite frankly, may say, like, hey, you know, I'm not really concerned with XYZ, and this other person may find it really important. And so you just have to find out what that is for you. But the problem is we find is people are so misguided in how they achieve that. They think, like you said before, they think it's money, they think it's working more, they think it's business. That'll make them feel better, that'll make them feel significant. And what we find is that's just a shallow definition of success. You know, we had a student once who came to us and said, and they were making great money. They were making, you know, over 7 figures a year. And the Steve Cook was their coach. And he said, hey, listen, that's great. You're making that kind of money, but you're working 80 hours a week to do that. I'd be impressed if you could do that in 20 hours a week. Because now you'd have time for all this other stuff you want to do. Because this guy was being burnt out and he was, you know, burning the candle at both ends and he was really unhappy. And so to get back to your question, success is going to be a little bit different for everybody. But at the end of the day, it's like, I think success is doing the things and having the time and the flexibility and the freedom to do the things that you find important, whatever that is. Like, so if you, you know, some people, like for instance, I get up and I'll go do cardio in the mornings most days. Some people will be like, dude, that sounds terrible. I would never want to do that. And that's okay. But success for you is going to look a little bit different because maybe you find other things important. Maybe you enjoy things that I don't enjoy. And so success is doing the things you want to do and having the freedom to do it.
Awesome. No, I love that. So we're getting down here to the last couple of questions. Do you have any other tips for our audience? Could be anything in general, just from your experience in life so far.
Yeah, man. I really think that whether you do it with us or with anybody else, on your own, create a vision for what your life is going to look like. Because once you create that life vision, now everything else you'll have a different perspective. Everything else will fall into place and you'll be able to create your business vision after that. And so that's the first thing. The second thing is just recognize the importance of being around other people that are doing the things you kind of want to do. And so whether it's, you know, people following the Profit First model and other businesses that are doing that, or whether it's people, if you're trying to have a great relationship, well, I would try to hang out with and learn from people that have great relationships. You know, if you're trying to find people that are doing well in business, well, hang out with and find other people that are doing well in business. And so that'd be the second thing, as I said, I would say is the empower of community.
Awesome. Love that. So you really provided a lot of value here today. Really enjoyed having you on the show. Just one final question here. Is there any way our listeners can provide value back to you?
The most value that I could receive would be to hear from people that are living their vision, no matter what that looks like. I would love to hear from people saying, hey, you inspired me to live the life that I know I'm capable of and the one that I deserve and the one that I dream about. And like, and here's what I'm doing. And here's a picture of me in Maui, right? And we moved here and I never thought I could, but now I am, whatever it is. That is how today I find value and feel the sense of fulfillment and being rewarded.
Awesome. So then tell us too, where we can connect with you with Life in the Air, you know, and like if someone wants to go down that road to have you help them craft that life vision or whatnot, and how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah. So we are head over to lifeinair.com is where the kind of the central hub for everything. You can reach me from that website. And the second place I would say is, you know, to my second point of being around people that are trying to help you and are qualified to do so. We have a free Life in Air app that is available for download to iPhone, Android, and a desktop version. You'll find information about that over at lifeinair.com as well. But that's a place to be around other people that are pursuing their Life in Air vision and who want to encourage you and see you succeed as well.
Awesome. That was so good today, Jason. Lots of good stuff. I know our listeners got a lot of value out of that. Thanks for being on today. And we'll make sure to put this all in the show notes too, so that way anyone can get there to thelifeinair.com and then make sure to download that app and get around a lot of people that, if you're listening to this, think the same way as you. So thanks, Jason, for being on today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Can you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not. And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for Profit First and a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors. And that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors. And you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us and implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance. So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply, or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.